When I took firearm safety 35 years ago, we were taught a statistic that was still accurate when I became a hunter education instructor 20 years ago. About 10 to 12% of Americans were hunters, and about that same number, 10 to 12%, were anti-hunters. The remaining 75 to 80% of Americans were somewhere in the middle, not really hunters, but not necessarily opposed to hunting. Today, almost two decades into the 21st century, that is no longer the case. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently released the 2016 National Survey of Fishing, Hunting, and Wildlife Associated Recreation. It is a comprehensive report, almost 150 pages of facts, figures, and tables of data about natural resource use by consumptive and non-consumptive users alike. Within the pages of that report, is revealed that today, only about 5% of Americans age 16 and up actually hunt. That means it's a 50% decline in hunter numbers in the last couple of decades, and the numbers are predicted to drop even faster over the next 10 years. Conversely, the numbers of people participating in non-consumptive recreation, like wildlife photography, nature photography, hiking, or birdwatching, have escalated significantly. Just from 2010 to 2016, there was a 20% jump in participants, up to 86 million wildlife-watching Americans. This came to mind when I saw a Facebook post by a non-consumptive birdwatching group that touted their increasing ranks with pride. As well they should. It's terrific that 86 million Americans are out there enjoying wildlife held in trust for them. However, how much do those birdwatchers actually pay for wildlife conservation? Frankly, the numbers are probably very low. It's possible that their purchase of binoculars a couple of years ago had a 10% excise tax that went into the Pittman-Robertson, or PR, fund for wildlife conservation. However, unless these birdwatchers are also hunters, they are not contributing much else to fund wildlife management. Hunters, on the other hand, pay in multiple ways. First, they buy hunting licenses that directly fund natural resource management, including game wardens, customer service staff, vehicle purchases, and more. They also buy habitat stamps that directly fund wildlife projects to benefit pheasants, turkeys, and waterfowl. Then, they buy ammunition, guns, hunting supplies, which contribute a taxable portion to the federal PR fund. On top of that, they might belong to a sportsman's group like National Wild Turkey Federation, Rough Grouse Society, Ducks Unlimited, or Whitetails Unlimited, all of which make funds available for wildlife managers to do research and habitat improvement. As we lose hunters to death, retirement, or non-consumptive activities, someone else will need to step up and fund conservation. There are not stable, reliable funding sources out there to keep managing our resources at the current level. Back in 2015, Wisconsin's chapter of the Nature Conservancy commissioned a poll about this very topic, and nearly 90% of participants agreed that funding should be devoted to protecting land, water, and wildlife, even when funds are scarce and the state budget is tight. Other states have already arrived at this conclusion, that there needs to be more funding made available from the public at large to keep conservation work going. Missouri actually wrote a dedicated sales tax into their constitution. It's a very small tax, 1/8 of 1%, but spread across every purchase in the state, it definitely adds up. Our neighbor to the west, Minnesota, passed a constitutional amendment in 2008 that dedicated a portion of collected sales tax for conservation, clean water, outdoor recreation, and cultural heritage. This legacy fund added 3/8 of 1% sales tax to all taxable purchases for these dedicated expenditures through 2034. Here in Wisconsin, we need to be more forward-thinking if we're to continue managing public land, improving wildlife habitat, and caring for both game and non-game wildlife species for all residents as we have in years past. Dedicated funding is the obvious answer, but there's no sign of additional sales taxes on the horizon here in Wisconsin. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's Great North Woods.